זה חינש ברכה חסר שלנו ובן יהודה מסכת החגיגה דף וו. מי שנעשה לי זהו קוטן כל שאין היוכל לירקוי וכולו. Fact, Gemara, the Mishnah says that the child has to be able to travel a distance from Yerushalayim to the higher Bayis. Rav Zeira asks, what about to travel up to Yerushalayim? If he was able to make it there without his mother, clearly he can make it from Yerushalayim to the higher Bayis without his mother. The Bayis said, no, his mother is chayv in the mitzvah of Simcha and therefore accompanies him to Yerushalayim. It's only from that point to the higher Bayis that his mother doesn't go, because she's not chayv in Re'iyah, and that's therefore the only distance that he has to be able to go without his mother. Rebbe asked on the view of Beishami, the Pasuk says that Chana didn't send Shmuel with his father to the Mishkan. At that point, Shmuel was old enough to ride on his father's shoulders, and we see that he didn't go. So Rebbe's father said, you should ask, why is it that Chana didn't go up to fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha? It must be that she felt that Shmuel was a delicate child and would be harmed by the travel. That's the reason she didn't go up, and that's also the reason that she did not send him with his father. However, maybe that a regular child would have to go when he's able to ride on his father's shoulders. Reb Shimon asked, what if a minor is lame or if a minor is blind? Is there an obligation to bring him up to the higher bias? Now, this question can't be discussing whether the child will never be healed, because then an adult in that situation would be potter, so you don't have to be mechanech him to do that. It must be discussing a case where the child is currently lame or blind, but he will be healed before he becomes an adult. So Abaye said there's only a chiv of chinuch when an adult in the same situation would be chayev. Since an adult who is lame or blind would be potter, there's no chinuch obligation on this child. Mishnah said, Beishamai Armin Hari'iyah Shtei Kesav Echula. Bryce says, Beishamai say that the Re'iyah has to be worth a minimum of 2 Ma'ah, and the Chagigah has to be only worth 1 Ma'ah, because the Re'iyah is an Oila, which is offered totally for Hashem, therefore it has to be spent, we have to spend more money on that. Also, we find that on Shuas, more Oilas are brought than Shlomim. Beisil says that the Re'iyah must be worth a minimum of only 1 Ma'ah, and the Chagigah only has to have a minimum of 2 Ma'ah, because the Chagigah was brought even before Matan Torah, and the Re'iyah was not. Also, we find that the Nesi'im brought more Shlomim than Oilas. Mar explains, Beisil don't hold like Beishamai that the Re'iyah is superior based on the fact that it's offered totally for Hashem, because they say that the fact that the Chagigah is offered partly to Hashem and partly for the owners makes it superior. There are shtei achilos. Also, the comparison to Shuas is not a good comparison, because the Shuas karbonos are karbonos tzibur, whereas the Re'iyah is a karbon yachid. The Shammai don't hold like Beis Hillel, but that the Chagigah is superior based on the fact that it existed before Matan Torah, because they say that the Re'iyah actually was brought before Matan Torah as well. Also, they say that the comparison to the karbonos and the Nesim is not a good comparison, because they say that that those karbonos were a one-time occurrence, they're not ledoiris. A more proper comparison of a carbon it would be a carbon that's brought ledoiris, meaning like the Re'iyah and the Chagigah are brought ledoiris, and the Shuas karbonos are brought ledoiris. And that's why that's a better comparison. Fredacting Mar Beis Hillel seemed to say that only the Chagigah was brought even before Matan Torah, based on the pasuk that says Vayizbechu Zevachim Shalomim. However, the pasuk also says Vayalu Oilers, which suggests that the Re'iyah was brought before Matan Torah as well. Mar says Beis Hillel say that the Oiler referred to in the pasuk is actually carbon Tamid. Beis Shammai however said that the Oiler referred to in the pasuk is actually carbon Re'iyah. Abaye said that Beis Shammai, Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Lazar all hold that the Oiler brought before Matan Torah was actually carbon Re'iyah, whereas Beis Hillel and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yisrael clearly hold that it was a carbon Tamid. We already showed that Beis Shammai has this view. We see that Rabbi Shmuel has this view from a Braisa. The Braisa says Rabbi Shmuel says that the general principles of the mitzvahs were set at Sinai, and the details were given later on at the Oil Moed. Rabbi Akiva says that even the details were given at Sinai, and they were all repeated at the Oil Moed, and repeated again in Arvos Mayov by Mishnah Torah. Now, if the Oila, by Chumash Devar, now, if the Oila brought in the Midbar was a Tomid, that would mean, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that it was initially brought without the details of the skinning and the dismembering, and only later, when we learned the details, would those details be added, which would seem to be incorrect, that first you brought a Tomid one way, then you brought it another way. Therefore, it must be that Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Oila brought in the Midbar was the Re'iyah, and the Tomid started being brought in the proper way, only after we learned all the details. We see that Rabbi Lazar has this view from a Braisa. The Braisa says, Rabbi Lazar learns from the pasuk of Oilas Tomid Ho'asuya Bahar Sinai. He says that the instructions were given at Sinai, but the Tomid itself was not offered at that time. Rabbi Akiva says the Tomid was brought then and continued to be brought from that day on. Now, with regard to Beis Hillel, we already showed where he has his view. And we also now, through the last couple of Braises here, show that Rabbi Akiva has the view like Beis Hillel, that it was the Tomid that was brought earlier. We see that Rabbi Yosef Lili has this view from a Braisa. The Braisa says, Rabbi Yosef Lili says that the three korbanos of a Yom Tov, the Re'iyah, the Chagigah, and the Simcha, each have a unique characteristic not found by the other two. The Re'iyah is offered totally to Hashem. The Chagigah was offered before Matan Torah, and the Simcha was brought by women as well. So you see that he holds that it was only Chagigah was brought before Matan Torah, not the Re'iyah. Fjakimah, we find that Rabbi Yosef Lili says that the Oiler brought in the Midbar was the Tamid, which means that he must hold that initially the Tamid was brought without the details of the skinning and dismembering, and later on those details were added. If so, how can this change in process have been used to prove that Rabbi Shmuel holds like Beis Shammai? When we see that Rabbi Yosef Lili actually says that that's the way the process happened. It did change. Initially it was brought without the details of the dismembering and the skinning, and later on it was. This proof of that Rabbi Shmuel holds like Beis Shammai is therefore refuted, and we have to remove Rabbi Shmuel from Abaye's list. Rav Chisda asked, the pasuk says that the oilers were brought and shlomim were brought of Purim. Does that mean that the oilers and shlomim were both of Purim, or that the oilers were of sheep and the shlomim were of Purim in this pasuk? So Mazrusha says the practical difference would be to know how to read the pasuk properly with the trup. Like, where do you make the pause? Rav Acha, the son of Rava, says the practical difference would be where someone promised to bring an oila as was brought in the midbar. Does he bring a sheep or does he bring a par? And for the Gemara, teku, we stay with a shiloh.